Good morning, everyone. So I'm not very comfortable in front of a lot of people, so I just have to kind of bear with me a little bit here. So I'm going to be reading out of Proverbs 13. It's a verse I've been thinking a lot about the last month or so. And so we'll just read through that. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressors shall eat violence. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth his wide lips shall have destruction. The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. A righteous man hateth lying lips, but a wicked man is loathsome and cometh to shame. Righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way, but wickedness overthrows the sinner. There is that maketh himself rich, yet he has nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet he has great riches. The ransom of a man's life are his riches, but the poor heareth not rebuke. The light of the righteous rejoiceth in, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Whoso despises the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. The law of the wise is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. A wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuses instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but is an abomination to fools to depart from evil. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Evil pursueth sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of a sinner is laid up for the just. Much food is in the tillage of the poor, but there is that is destroyed for want and judgment. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him. The righteous is to satisfying the soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want. Okay, so there's a couple verses that kind of stuck out to me a little bit. Verse 4. I was looking over that, and I was just kind of trying to apply it to our lives today. And just looking at just the world, there's always the people that they don't want to work, but they want to have a lot. And I know growing up in our house, that didn't work very well. If you wanted something, you had to work for it. And so, but here it says, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. So if we work for some, we'll get it. If not here on earth, God will reward us. And then there's verse 7. There is that maketh himself rich, yet has nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet has great riches. And that, you can take that several different ways, but the way it kind of stood out to me is we can have a lot of possessions and still, if we don't build up our heavenly home, we really don't have anything. It's just all going to blow away. And then there's 9. The light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. And I had to kind of think of what Matt was saying last Sunday about the 10 virgins. They all had a light, but in the end, there's half of them that went out. And so that's another thing we have to be careful of, is because there's a lot of people out there that look good, but you can't just look on the outside and determine by that. And there's a couple more verses in there, but there's a couple other verses I found in different places. Luke 6:37, I'll just read it real quick. It says, "Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven." So that's a verse that stood out to me a lot too. And then I was kind of thinking about it, and I found 2 verses that are kind of goes with that. One is in Matthew 5:44. It says, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you." And if you really think of that verse, it's like, do we actually do that? If somebody does something to us, I mean, I know, just speaking to myself, my first reaction is, okay, so what could I do back to them that would be just as bad, or, you know, make it even? But it doesn't say that. It says, pray to them that hate you. And then in 1 John 3:16, it says, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for others." So it's pretty clear there that we're not supposed to be trying to get even with others, but we're supposed to lay down our lives for each other. And that's, so I don't know. I hope I made sense. It made sense in my mind before I came up here, but so anyhow, that's all I have, so let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this wonderful day you have given us. And just thank you for the rain. And just pray that you be with the remainder of the service. And just let all of us leave here just knowing more of you. And so we just pray that you be with all of us the rest of this day. In Jesus' name, amen.